Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Unbelievable, Lee. DeCarlos Brown's mother is now even calling out the Democrat-controlled criminal justice system.
Wow.
After the murder of Arina Zarutska by her son. Said her son was diagnosed with schizophrenia after his 2020 release from prison, that she personally had sought to have him involuntarily committed due to his erratic and aggressive behavior, which included violently assaulting his sister. I'll get back to that in a minute, because Democrats did that too. Made it very well. Yeah, I'll explain. Okay. Part of the reason we're seeing this massive increase in the homeless population, this murder, is because the ACLU sued to stop what's called a 30-day hold, which is where people could be referred to mental hospitals. They would hold you down and force feed you meds for 30 days. And the reason they would do that is because if you are like this guy and you are schizophrenic, you can't be reasoned with. After 30 days, when the meds take effect, you can be reasoned with. And you could even be convinced to continue taking meds. But without the 30-day hold, you are a danger to yourself and to society. My dad dealt with this with a guy who married into my family, married my aunt. She died. He's schizophrenic. He's wandering around Charlotte. It's been banned from multiple places, multiple parking lots. His schizophrenia got much, much worse as he got older. And he's not blood, but my dad's a really good guy. And God bless him for trying to handle this guy. And he was constantly trying to help him. But when he would go off of his meds, Lee, he couldn't be reasoned with. And anyone who wanted to take him to take his meds, he thought was conspiring against him. They get like that. Mm-hmm. And so this is his. And so we used to be able to very easily do this. Charles Krauthammer explained this once on Fox News. He was, remember, a psychiatrist. And he said, listen, we could get them. We could get sense into them. We could get them into treatment programs. We could keep them on their meds. We could follow up with them and make sure they are taking their meds. That then led to employment, because a lot of times they'll have a mental break, lose the employment. They've got no money. They can't take. They can't afford the meds. They can't have the meds. And then before you know it, they're off the meds and they're plumb nuts. But we don't have that anymore. And what the ACLU did was say, well, that had been abused in a very small number of cases. You might have like an ex-husband trying to get custody, trying to get his wife, you know, involuntarily committed. It used to be a lot easier. Well, now it's very, very hard, even for family members, parents, people like that. And that is why these people are free, violent, and living in homeless camps. So you got to understand, Democrats did this through the ACLU. And then when they compound it with lack of prosecution, pleading down charges, dismissing half the cases, and then, of course, no bond, you get this. You get blood all over the light rail line by design. They have done this. In January 2025, Brown was arrested for misusing 911. During that incident, he exhibited signs of paranoia, telling officers that man-made material installed in him was controlling him. He wanted the police to investigate it and get it out. Despite this, a magistrate judge released him on a written promise to appear in court. But anyway, his mother said her son was diagnosed with schizophrenia after the 2020 release, and that she had tried to get him committed. That, again, that is a very hard legal process. You really need an attorney and money to do it. The Democrats, again, have made it that way. Before the murder, Brown's own public defender, his lawyer, raised concerns about his mental competency. His lawyer tried to get him a court-ordered forensic evaluation. His own lawyer. It was never completed. So Democrats want these people out. They want them free so they can vote Democrat one day a year. And they are not willing to do the management it takes to keep them from killing people, and they don't care. They just want you to turn away, look away. This, you know, defeats the narrative, and so it must be canceled.
just so many opportunities to stop this from happening.
And this is deliberate at this point. It's just, it's not just him. It's all of it.
Oh, I know.
All of this.
There's so many circumstances. I mean, yeah. You know, Lake and Riley was another prime example of where we had so many opportunities to stop this before it ever happened. And, you know, government failed us.
Taxpayers paid, never forget this, to fly him a known gang member from the shelter that we were paying for all his bills to stay in, legal immigrant, down to Georgia where he killed her.
Right.
Your expense.
Yes.
The federal government will fly your murderer to you at your own expense. This is where we are. And you want to see where we are? Okay. Do they learn from it? No. They want to double down on it. This is Moron Mancami, you know, the guy running for mayor in New York. This is his plan. You know how violent it is on the subway in New York? I mean, people are literally raped, murdered, and set on fire, full stop. What is his solution? He just proposed this.
Our vision for public safety is our plan to deploy teams of dedicated mental health outreach workers to the 100 subway stations with the highest levels of mental health crises and homelessness.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He, in the past, has proposed a cut to the NYPD to pay for that, not fully defunding them. It was about 20%.
I wonder if they're going to get volunteers for that position or have to draft people.
I don't think pay would be enough. I think you have to draft them. I think you'd have to force them down in the subways. Have you ever seen, if you haven't seen Lee, I know you would love it. We are addicted as a family. We sit around and watch it. It's called Donut Operator.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. He's a former sheriff's deputy from the upstate, actually, but he's got this huge online presence now. He's not a law enforcement officer anymore. All he does is play unedited body cam from police.
Boy, that's...
Oh, we are glued.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All of us, we love it. It's so crazy. I had no, I mean, you know, cops face danger, you know that inherently, but when you can see it and how fast it happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how crazy these people are. And he makes a very, very big deal out of what I've just told you about the ACLU lawsuit and how they are now let out. These people who never would have been released from mental institutions, now they live among us. They're incredibly violent. They are completely paranoid. And they come running at cops full stop with a knife all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't used to because they were locked up. And when you see the video, I'm just hearing mental health negotiation.
Yeah.
Whoa, you can't negotiate with these people. You can see that on the body cam. That's what he shows you. There is no negotiation. You can only kill them.
You know, if they're going to do that, they might as well go ahead and send a representative from the coroner's office with them.
They're going to be killed.
Yes, yes. If you send unarmed psychotherapists out there to these situations, they're going to be dead. That's just it.
And
because if you've got somebody who has no fear of law enforcement with a weapon, a gun— that doesn't have to come in physical contact with you, that can kill you on the spot, then you are going to have absolutely no fear of someone who is feeding you some psychobabble trying to talk you down when you're already across the edge.
No, you're just going to kill them.
Yeah.
And that's how these people are. The police show up. There's no negotiation. There's no, oh, I hate the police. There's none of that. They come. They just burst right out at you with a gun or a knife and try to kill you. That's how that goes.
Yeah.
And then you look at the history, and a lot of these are in blue cities, almost exclusively, or blue states, and you look at their mental health history. They have, I mean, last week's guy had beaten a fast food worker into a coma with a brain bleed. That guy was still in a coma when he was released. The judge let him go without bond. Yeah, they got a mental health check order, and the poor sheriff's deputies, who were not paid enough, had to go to his house to get him. There was no talk. There was no conversation. Door open. He came straight at them with a knife. You tell me, how's a mental health negotiator going to handle
that? Yeah, that's
with a knife to the eye. That's how they're going to handle
that. Right. I mean, they'll be in a body bag. That's it.
So the American people need to understand this is not just crime. You have to go back and look at the history of what the Democrats have done to free these people who used to be in mental health facilities. Because I really think this is that in some ways they are victims too, because they should be locked up. When his own mom's like, I did everything. I tried to get him locked up. Again, if you don't have money for a good attorney, good luck. You've got no shot at getting a schizophrenic person locked up after what the ACLU did in court and the precedent they've set. What we need, Lee, are national laws. We need to go back to the 30-day hold. You know who that protects? DeCarlos Brown, who would have never killed anybody because he'd be in a mental institution where his mom knew he needed to be, where she begged the court. And again, his own defense attorney tried to get him put away. This is not a poor, victimized black man, victim of the police. This guy is a victim of white, liberal, Democrat morons. And they want to double down on it. And that's what we need. We need national law to make it easy again to put these people away. By the way, do you remember how the FBI under Democrats, Lee, had a history of swooping in and scooping up manifestos, 911 tapes of Democrat shooters?
Oh, yeah.
Or Democrat adjacent shooters who kill a lot of people in order to protect the party from embarrassment.
Right.
In violation of Freedom of Information Act laws. Totally
no
legal.
No question about that.
Well, we just got a piece of a manifesto that the FBI illegally confiscated and hid. And wait till you find out what this Democrat shooter was thinking. They had to confiscate it, you understand, because we were heading into the 24 election. And this particular shooter, hepped up on Democrat talking points, wound up and sent out to kill. What do you hear what they were thinking? The FBI didn't want you to know, but it's safe now because the 24 election's over. We get to know what the shooter wrote. It tells you everything. Next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.